Many of us are searching for things that are meaningful and purpose in our life. This search can feel overwhelming at times, and also finding your passion that could be a powerful guide on your journey to just having the life that you desire and achieving things that you want to achieve. So you have to think about how that shows up, how it's fulfilling. It's definitely challenging, but it requires reflection for you to explore and sometimes find different examples and break those things into exploring your values. Make sure that when you are figuring out whatever your purpose is, whatever your beliefs are, that they match up to your goals and your values. Essentially, you want to be honest, be creative, and have that level of passion, and figure out, ways to explore that. What things do you do that leave you feeling fulfilled? And why does that matter? Write down any common themes that you see. Your purpose will always be reflective of your values, and knowing them can help you choose the right activities, the right job, and just make sure that they're aligned. Let's unpack a few ways to explore what you're passionate about. The first step is figuring out what you're excited about. What makes you happy? What is something that you could do? And so much time goes by and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, what time is it? So start there. Something that you're naturally drawn to, something that's natural. What topics do you enjoy exploring? What activities do you like? What skills capture your interest? And just anything that can keep you engaged for hours. So take a moment to reflect on that. What is something that you enjoy? What is something that you're passionate about that could keep your attention for hours and you don't feel stressed and you're just happy and you're just enjoying doing that? Also, think of other things that you're good at, and also what are some things that, your friends and family members often seek help or advice from you on? Like, I know with me, I'm the go-to for relationships, job stuff. People think I'm their built-in HR. I'm like, stop it. So they come to me with things. They come to me with secrets. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't keep all of these secrets. Just kidding. But I'm like the go-to person for that. So I'm like, I must be good at giving good advice if everyone's coming to me for certain things. I'm their go-to person for that. So think of what it is that you're known for in your family or your friend group, what they all know that they can rely on you for because you're so good at it. And they ask for your help. They ask for your advice. They ask for your expertise because you do that very well. Because sometimes people in our lives, they can see things in us that we're great at that we don't really pay attention to. There were so many things in my life growing up where people recommended me for things. They suggested I do that. And I'm like, oh, I'm not, it's not on my mind. And no, you're so good at this. You should try it. You'll be great. And I'm like, okay, I'll just try it so you can back off. And then I tried and I'm like, so great. And I'm like, oh, wow, I can't believe I'm good at this. So people know, the people around you, they can see certain qualities and traits in you. Some of the greatest things that happened into my life and paths that I were on is kind of like it wasn't a path that I naturally just walked onto. People see my passions and they see my talent and they're like, you would be really good at this. You should take it into consideration. And if it's not just one person, if it's multiple people telling you you're good at it, there is something there. But like I said, sometimes we're distracted and we're into whatever it is that we're into, so we're not giving it thought. So that's why you have to take time to explore. Take time to use your imagination and think about, what is it that you're passionate about? What is it that makes you smile? What is it that you could see yourself working towards as a long-term goal? And if you're not sure what that looks like for you, experiment. Try different hobbies. Volunteer for causes, or take on a new course and see if you can get some skills and find hobbies and things that you like. It's okay. It takes time to find what truly excites you. That's not something that you want to rush into and take so light. You want to take your time to figure out what it is that you're passionate about and just explore it even more. It's worth exploring. Like, a life lived without passion and excitement, that's like a dull life. Like, if that's how you're living, you want to brighten up those things and work on what excites you, what makes you happy, what brings you joy. That's the area and the direction that you want to go into. And when you're thinking about your purpose, think about how that purpose can affect others, how it can impact people around you, the community, your loved ones. What type of impact do you want to have? And what type of mark do you want to leave on the world when you're thinking about that? So a few things you could do is ask yourself, who do I want to help or inspire? And how can I do that? What problems or causes or things am I good at solving? Sometimes your purpose will connect you to your passion with a broader impact. So you have to take that step to think about how you can bring your expertise to the world, to the people around you, and what that looks like for you. So for an example, if you're passionate about art and mental health, you might find purpose in creating art therapy resources. I love art. I love painting. I call myself a beginner. People see my work and I'm like, oh my gosh, you didn't paint them. I'm like, yes, I did. I did paint that. But I love art. That's something that I explore as well. Whatever it is that brings a smile to your face, just make sure that it's meaningful, that you're setting small, meaningful goals with whatever it is that you're passionate about, instead of aiming for like these huge, big, large goals. We talked about that on so many different episodes of our podcast. So achieving those small goals and passions that align with your bigger picture, your bigger values, that brings you confidence, that brings you joy, and just cultivate that. Learn new skills. Learn whether that's reading, seeking feedback, and just redefining what it is that you're focused on so that you can learn more of that and have a sense of purpose and a sense of clarity so that you can, you know, just explore those passions even more. And one of the things when you're exploring passions, once you identify what that is, think of like people that share that same joy, that same love and dedication to the craft or whatever it is that you want to go into, and surround yourself with those people. You have a shared interest, and therefore you can see yourself nurture and grow with whatever those passions is that you guys are connecting on. It's like, it's so nice to have that community with people that are learning the same skills as you, and their value that, whether it's a club that you join or local groups or communities, networking, or if you want to get a mentor that's doing it, that's great at what you're doing, a coach, look at that. Always look at new insights and how you can connect and grow those opportunities, and they can actually point you in an area and show you things that you may have not considered. And also their passions and your passions can help inspire a new idea. It could be collaborative, so it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you're working on solely alone. If you want to do that collaboration and just connect with others, like-minded people, networking, I highly recommend that as well. And remember that purpose isn't static. As you grow, as you explore your purpose and your passions in life, they may evolve. Like, so you want to reflect on your passions because they can change over time. Like, I've had so many things like, oh, I used to like that. I'm no longer into that. So your passions can evolve and they can grow. So you have to reflect on that, are you staying static, or are you just, you're not interested, or your goals just aren't evolving? So you have to understand that. Are you feeling misaligned? Are you feeling uninspired? Give yourself permission to pivot. It's totally okay. It's okay to adjust and redefine your purpose as you gradually get it. Because when you're creating these ideas and purpose, so focus on finding purpose through discovery, because purpose is the invisible compass. It's your guide through life. It leads you. You want to have a fulfilled life. A strong sense of purpose can motivate you to reach your full potential and just hone in on your unique destiny, and finding out what that looks like can benefit you even more. And discovering your purpose, it doesn't have to be something that's extremely intimidating. The process, the journey is really just, think of, like I said, what makes you smile, what makes you laugh, draw inspiration from those things, and work on figuring out your true divine purpose that drives you and make you feel alive. Once you find your purpose, it's definitely going to be a driving motivational factor, and it extends way beyond your career aspirations, your social achievements, and your personal fulfillment and your intentional living. So living with purpose means that you're aligning your actions with your decisions and your life path with your core values, and you're just very inspired and motivated. So the answers to finding your purpose, that can be a beautiful thing. Once you work on it with the proper tools and look at it from the proper lens, you'll understand why seeking purpose in your life is so fulfilling and so rewarding, that quest, you know. A life lived with purpose is a life that's enriched with happiness, motivation, mental clarity, and well-being. It helps us find true meaning in everyday life. It brings us fulfillment and contentment, and it keeps us grounded. It's our drive, and it makes us more ambitious along the way. So purpose can spark motivation, resilience, and just inspire you to reach your potential. It can have you, you know, find that magical experience, that spark, just by simply unlocking your happiness and exploring what that looks like, living with the purpose, having a sense of direction. Recognize when you found your purpose. It can feel like you've finally seen that break through the clouds after a long gray day. It's like, aha, that aha moment. It's the moment you have, like, you realize that there is clarity and everything seems to just fall into place, and the world feels like it's perfect. Everything is meant to be, and it's a sense of fulfillment. Finding your purpose, it gives you, you know, that satisfaction, that boost of self-esteem, and it's where you want to, you know, have that creative harmony between your actions and your essence, and just aligning everything with your personal values. When you found your purpose, your actions, your decisions, they're all on a certain path. And it's just amazing at how they will align with your core values and all of your beliefs. So you definitely want to embrace the purpose of finding your passions as a journey that's essential to understand your purpose in life. And that allows you to adapt, grow, and transform and elevate into the person that you're supposed to be. And remember, as I stated, it's natural for your passion and your purpose to evolve with you as you grow and develop. So enjoy every step and every stage that comes with pursuing your passion. Finding your purpose isn't a one-stop destination, but it's an ongoing lifelong evolving journey. So you want to make sure that when you're exploring your passions, that you're using mindfulness and mapping that out. Visualize what that looks like for you, and understand that there could possibly be highs and lows. And if you want to do a mindful board, a mindful map, put pictures with that. Create your personal vision statement if you want to craft that. It's pretty neat. And just go all in on your vision statement for your life and what that looks like for you, whether that's a new business endeavor, whether that's family plans. Don't hold back. Allow yourself to really dream big and be creative. Finding your purpose starts by allowing yourself to imagine the possibilities of what you could possibly do. Daydreaming your thought process, because that's where it starts. You have to explore all of your dreams, all of your aspirations, and then you get into action. That's what make it a goal. But in order to get there, you want to make sure that you have the passion part, because you could set goals, but if there is no feeling there, if there is no excitement there, it's just going to be like robotic. Like, who wants to go? It's like you're going through the motions to check off the list. You don't want to go through the motions. You want to have something that's worthwhile, something that drives you, something that gets you excited. So therefore, when you do accomplish those goals, you're just so excited. You're excited about the entire process, with the good, the bad, the ups and downs, the in-betweens. You're excited because it's something that you really love and you're very passionate and enthusiastic about it. I once had so many things that I was passionate about. I just started a passion jar. So what you do, how you do that is you have a jar, any jar that you have that you've already used before. And I put like little notes in it of things that I was passionate about and things that I lose track of time doing, things that make me happy, things like that, hobbies and things of that nature. And you just put them in a jar like every day, draw one or two things or do that activity, and you'll start to see, like, as you go through that jar, a little nuggets of your passions. I call them passion nuggets. So that's worth it. Whatever you need to do to explore your interests, that's the most helpful thing. Just knowing how to let your imagination run wild and think of things that you enjoy, small, large, any hobbies, anything that spark ideas in you and make you excited, that gives you a bigger purpose. Maybe you've always loved yoga and you want to like find yourself being a yoga teacher or whatever that looks like. You enjoy hiking and you find that you want to leave a group of people that hikes, that makes you exciting, or you love motivating others and talking to others and you want to do a podcast. Whatever that looks like for you, you want to make sure that you find your purpose and that you don't detract from the pleasures in life, because living a life with purpose is living a life of like being fulfilled. Think of like when you were a kid, imagine what that's like, what your dream job was, what you want it to be when you grow up. Maybe you're already in that role, or maybe you're not. Maybe you've gotten so far away from that. Revisit that. Revisit what you're passionate about. Write it down. Make a list. Do your jar. If you're not into the whole jar thing, I get it. I understand. You could do a journal. I love journaling. That's a way to write out your ideas and just kind of cultivate those habits and notice different patterns. You can go back and look at things that stand out to you, and just be mindful of those things and explore. Anything that makes you happy is worth exploring, and basing your life off of those core values and principles and working to have like a career, a life that's based off of, and friends and associates that are based off of the things that you're passionate about and that you love. You want to create that space for yourself. And I know it's a process, because sometimes finding your purpose can really feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. It's really challenging because you're not sure what you really want to do or who you want to be, but finding your true path in life can be filled with so much inner adventure and so much self-discovery and so much self-exploration. And that can be your guide to find the things that bring you joy, align with your core values, and just fuel your passions, your greatest desires in life. And it starts with that self-discovery, what you love, what you're passionate about, what you vision yourself being. That could bring you fulfillment, and that can also allow allow you to explore and open yourself up to different paths and try new things and stepping out of your comfort zone and just putting yourself out there and find those honest answers from within through reflection and all of those great exercise. So the goal is for you to reach your full potential and live a life that you're passionate about. Thanks so much for tuning in today, you beautiful souls. I hope today's podcast brought you one step closer towards pursuing your passions and finding out what excites you in life. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcasts.